Would you like to learn Hungarian from a native? Sziasztok, Bogi vagyok. Üdvözöllek titeket a podcastomon. Hi, and welcome to my podcast, Hungarian Daily. My name is Bogi. I'm a native Hungarian from Budapest making Hungarian language learning materials. If you are interested, please visit Hungarian Daily on Patreon and on Instagram. Find the links in the episode description. Sziasztok! Köszöntök minden kedves hallgatót a Hungarian Daily Podcaston. Here you can learn Hungarian language from a native. Itt magyarul tanulhatsz magyar anyanyelvűtől. A mai részben a köszönések lesz a téma. In today's episode, the topic is going to be greetings. Üdvözöllek a Hungarian Daily Podcaston, ahol magyarul tanulhatsz különböző témák, történetek és tippek segítségével. Welcome to Hungarian Daily, the podcast where you can learn Hungarian by topics, stories and tips. In this episode, I'm going to speak in both English and Hungarian. Ebben a részben angolul és magyarul is fogok beszélni. So, as I said, today's topic is about greetings. Ahogy mondtam, a mai témánk a köszönések. The way I started introducing this episode was saying hi. Sziasztok! Sziasztok. Sziasztok means hi, but you only say it to several people because it's in plural. Sziasztok. So you have to say this to at least two persons. If you're meeting one person, you will say szia. Szia.
Szia.
Hi.
Sziasztok.
Hello. If you would like to informally ask how are you, you can say
hogy vagy.
Hogy vagy.
Hogy
means how.
Vagy
means you are.
Hogy vagy?
How are you? Formally, you can say hogy van.
Hogy van.
Hogy van. How are you?
What's your name?
In Hungarian is
mi a neved?
Mi a neved?
Mi a neved?
Another way to ask what's your name informally is hogy hívnak?
Hogy hívnak?
Hogy hívnak?
Mi a neved?
Hogy hívnak? What's your name informally? To ask the same formally, you can say mi a neve?
Mi a neve?
Mi a neve? What's your name? And another way to formally ask what's your name is hogy hívják önt?
Hogy hívják önt?
Ön is the formal way to address someone.
Hogy hívják önt?
What's your name? How old are you? In Hungarian would be informally.
Hány éves vagy?
Hány éves vagy? Hány means how much or how many. Éves means years old.
Vagy, again, means you are.
Hány éves vagy?
Hány éves vagy?
How old are you? To ask this formally from someone, you can say
mennyi idős?
Mennyi idős?
Mennyi idős?
Where do you come from? Where do you come from in Hungarian is honnan jössz?
Honnan jössz?
Honnan
jössz?
Honnan means where from.
Jössz
means you come. Honnan jössz? Where do you come from? This is the informal way to ask someone. To ask someone formally, you can say honnan jön?
Honnan jön?
Honnan jön? Another way to ask where are you from is like this.
Hova valósi vagy?
Hova valósi vagy?
Hova valósi vagy?
Hova valósi vagy? This is the informal version. And the formal version is
hova valósi?
Or remember, we learned ön. Ön, which is the formal way to address someone. So you can ask,
ön hova valósi?
Ön hova valósi? But usually in Hungarian, we don't have to use the pronouns. This is because the verbs are already conjugated and can be understood which person we're addressing. So let's see the next one, which is, what's your mother tongue?
Mi az anyanyelved? Mi az anyanyelved? Mi az anyanyelved?
Mi means what?
Az anyanyelved.
Mi az anyanyelved? What is your mother tongue? What is your first language? This is the informal version. And again, the formal version to ask what's your mother tongue is Mi az anyanyelve?
Mi az anyanyelve?
So you basically drop the D from the end. Informally, Mi az anyanyelved? Formally, Mi az anyanyelve? Okay, and now let's see the next one, which is Mi. Mi. Mi actually means two things. First, as I said, it means what. And the second meaning of Mi is we people. It also has a synonym, which is Michoda. Michoda. Michoda means what. Mi and Michoda both mean what. Okay, and the next question. What is your nationality?
Mi a nemzetiséged? Mi a nemzetiséged?
Mi a nemzetiséged? What's your nationality? And this is the informal version. In Hungarian, before a word starting with a consonant, we will put a letter A, which we pronounce as A. A. For example, a kecske. A kecske. A kecske. Kecske means goat. So here, kecske starts with the consonant K. Ka. So we will have to put O before kecske. O kecske. So this means the goat. And before a word starting with a vowel, we will put oz. Oz. For example, az alma. Az alma. The apple. So this means the apple. If I would like to say a goat or an apple, in Hungarian we will say egy. Egy alma. Egy kecske. Egy valami. One something. Egy means one. So this is the indefinite pronoun. Egy alma, an apple. Egy kecske, a goat. Okay, let's go on. So we have two polite ways to address someone. The first one, which I already talked about, is ön. Ön. The other one is maga. Maga. Both mean you, but they are in the third person conjugation, third person singular. So you will always have to conjugate politely in the third person singular, although it means you, just a polite way to address someone. To ask if you can address someone informally, you can ask a person, tegezhetem. Tegezhetem. This is like tutoyer in French, if you speak French. Tegezhetem. Tegezhetem. So may I address you informally? Önözés. Önözés is polite way to address people. Magázás. Magázás is also the other version of politely addressing people. Okay, we say from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Jó napot kívánok! Jó napot kívánok! Good morning! It literally means have a nice day.
Jó napot kívánok!
Jó
means good.
Napot
means day.
Kívánok
meaning I wish.
Jó napot kívánok.
So literally, I wish a good day.
Jó napot kívánok.
So you can say this from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. If you want to use the shorter version, you can drop kívánok and just say jó napot.
Jó napot.
Good morning. Have a nice day.
Jó napot.
To welcome someone, literally I welcome you in Hungarian is üdvözöllek.
Üdvözöllek.
For example, üdvözöllek titeket a podcastban.
Üdvözöllek titeket a podcastban.
I welcome you in the podcast.
Üdvözöllek is the informal way.
The other version, which is the polite, formal way to say this, is üdvözlöm.
Üdvözlöm.
You can also put ön at the end and say üdvözlöm önt.
Üdvözlöm önt.
I welcome you. This is very polite. Okay, and now let's see different ways to greet people. The first one is
csókolom.
Csókolom. This literally means I kiss you, but this is originating from kissing ladies on the hand. So this is usually said by men to women.
Csókolom.
You can also hear the full version
kezit csókolom.
Kezit csókolom, which means I'm kissing your hands. A slang way to say hi or like hey in Hungarian is
hali.
Hali. But I heard so many versions of saying hi in Hungarian. Another one is
halika.
Halika. This sounds a bit funny, but you can hear it. It's a slang version of saying hi. And even more slangish, when you're with your friends, you can say
cha.
Cha. You can also say
true.
True. Or double them.
Cha cha.
Or true true. This is really cool. And originating from the Italian, you can also say ciao.
Ciao.
Ciao, mizu.
Ciao, mizu.
Mizu is also a slang way to greet someone. It means what's up.
Mizu.
What's up? It comes from
mi újság van.
Mi újság van. Mi újság van, which means what are the news.
Mi újság van.
You can also drop one from the end and just say mi újság.
Mi újság.
So remember that
mi újság van,
mi újság, and mizu all mean what's up, what are the news. You can also say
haliho,
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 also meaning hello,
hi.
To answer the question
mizu,
mi újság, or mi újság van, you can say nothing special.
Semmi különös.
Semmi különös. Semmi különös. Nothing special. Or you can say, I'm okay.
Megvagyok.
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 I'm okay.
Minden rendben.
Minden rendben. Is everything okay?
Minden rendben.
Minden means everything. Rendben means all right or okay. Minden rendben. Is everything okay? You can answer this simply with changing the intonation. Minden rendben.
Minden rendben.
Everything is okay.
Minden rendben.
Is everything okay?
Minden rendben.
Everything is okay. How to say I'm doing well in Hungarian?
Jól vagyok.
Jól vagyok. Jól vagyok. Jól means well.
Vagyok means I am.
I am well. Jól vagyok. I am fine. You can also say, jól vagyok. If you are sick, you want to say, oh, I'm sick. Literally in Hungarian, we will say, I am bad. So it sounds like this. Rosszul vagyok. Rosszul vagyok. Or like, we could translate as, I am doing badly. What's wrong? What's the matter? In Hungarian, there are many versions to this. One is, mi a baj? Mi a baj? Mi a baj? What is the problem or what is the matter? Baj means problem or trouble or matter. Mi a baj? What's wrong? To ask, is there a problem? You can say, van valami gond. Van valami gond. Van valami gond. Do you have a problem? Is there a problem? Gond also means problem. But there is a more universal way to say problem, coming from English probably, which is problema. Problema. Problema means problem, right? So you can also ask, van valami problema? Van valami problema? Is there a problem? To say goodbye, in Hungarian we say viszontlátásra. Viszontlátásra. Viszont means again. Látásra means for seeing. So it literally means for seeing you again. Viszontlátásra. Viszontlátásra. A shorter version of viszontlátásra is viszlát. 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 Next up we have good in Hungarian, which is jó. Jó. Well is jól. Jól. Okay, alright. Alright in Hungarian is rendben. Rendben. Things are alright. Rendben vannak a dolgok. Rendben vannak a dolgok. Rendben vannak a dolgok. Dolgok means things. Rendben vannak a dolgok. Things are alright. Szép. Szép in Hungarian is nice or beautiful. Hétvége. Hétvége. Hétvége means weekend. Hét. Hét. Hét means two things. First, the number 7, and second, week. Week. Vég. Vég means end. Vége. Vége. Its end, or it's ended. Nap. Nap. Nap, again, can mean two things. Written with capital N is the sun, and written with a smaller case it's day. Egy nap, a day, or one day. Egy nap. Hajnal. Hajnal. Hajnal means dawn. It's usually between 4 a.m. and 6 a.m. or some count it from 1 a.m. to 6 a.m. For me personally, 7 a.m. is still dawn. Okay, and probably from 6 a.m. to like 9 or 10 a.m. it's called reggel, which is the morning in English. Reggel. But we make a difference between the early morning and the late morning. The early morning is reggel. Reggel. It also means in the morning. Reggel. reggel. And the late morning is délelőtt. Délelőtt, which literally means before noon. Dél means noon. Előtt means before. Dél előtt, before noon. So the very early morning is hajnal. Then comes reggel, which is the early morning. And then comes délelőtt, which is morning. Hajnal, reggel, délelőtt. So our next word is nappal. Nappal. What was nap again? Do you remember? Just two words before. So it means day. And nappal means during the day or in daytime. Napközben. Napközben. Napközben also means during the day. Est. Est is evening. And este. Este also means evening, or it can also mean in the evening. Éj. Éj. Éj means night. Éjszaka. Éjszaka also means night. And if you want to say at night, it's éjjel. Éjjel. Éjszaka can also mean at night. Midnight in Hungarian is éjfél. Éjfél. Half in Hungarian is fél. So éjfél is literally the half of the night or the midnight. Éjfél. Valaminek a fele egyébként azt jelenti angolul, hogy the half of something. Valaminek a fele. Valaminek a fele. Valami means something. Valaminek a fele. The half of something. The half of the night is midnight. Az éjfele az éjfél. Az éjfele az éjfél. The half of the night is midnight. Az éjfele az éjfél. And the next is éjjel-nappal. Éjjel-nappal. Éjjel kötőjel nappal. It means night and day. So during night and during day. We write it with a hyphen. Éjjel hyphen nappal. Hyphen in Hungarian is kötőjel. Éjjel kötőjel nappal. Így írjuk. This is how we write it. There was a series, TV series. Its name was Éjjel-nappal Budapest. I do not really recommend it, but Éjjel-nappal Budapest. Day and night Budapest. Okay, so the next is párbeszéd. Párbeszéd, which means dialogue or discussion. Mindenki. Mindenki. It means everyone or everybody. Hogy. Hogy. It means how. Hogyan. Also means how. Hogyan. Hogy. Hogyan. Remember how we asked how are you? Hogy vagy. Hogy vagy. How are you? Another meaning of hogy in Hungarian is that. And our next word is álom. Álom, which means dream. Next up, aludni. Aludni. It means to sleep. In the morning, if you want to greet someone, you will say, usually from like midnight until 10 a.m. or from 5 a.m. until 10 a.m. in the morning, you will say, jó reggelt. Jó reggelt. Jó reggelt. Good morning. Or the longer version is I wish you good morning. Jó reggelt kívánok. Jó reggelt kívánok.
During the day, to wish someone have a nice day, you can say szép napot.
Szép napot.
Szép napot. Nice day. Or the longer version, szép napot kívánok.
Szép napot kívánok.
I wish you to have a nice day. In the afternoon, you can maybe say szép délutánt.
Szép délutánt.
Szép délutánt.
Délután is afternoon.
So have a nice afternoon. Szép délutánt.
Után means after.
Dél means noon.
Dél után is afternoon.
Szép hétvégét.
Szép hétvégét.
Szép hétvégét. Have a nice weekend.
Hétvége is weekend.
Szép hétvégét. Have a nice weekend.
Jó estét.
Jó estét.
Good evening.
The longer version is jó estét kívánok.
Jó estét kívánok.
Jó estét kívánok.
I wish you to have a good evening.
And our last is jó ét.
Jó ét, which means good night.
Jó ét.
Jó ét.
Good night. Now let's take a look at a few dialogues. Dialogue 1.
Szia!
Hali!
Mi újság van?
Semmi különös. Veled minden rendben?
Igen, igen, köszönöm. Én jól vagyok.
Szuper!
Now let's see its English translation.
Szia!
Hi!
Hali!
Hey!
Mi újság van?
What's up?
Semmi különös.
Nothing special.
Veled minden rendben?
Is everything okay with you?
Igen, igen. Köszönöm.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
Én jól vagyok.
I am fine.
Super.
Great.
Super.
Dialogue 2.
Jó napot kívánok, uram.
Kezét csókolom, hölgyem. Hogy van?
Köszönöm szépen.
Jól vagyok.
És ön?
Igen, én is. Minden rendben.
Now let's see its English translation.
Jó napot kívánok, uram.
Good morning, sir.
Kezét csókolom, hölgyem.
Welcome, my lady. Or literally, I kiss your hands, my lady.
Hogy van?
How are you doing? This is a polite addressing, remember.
Köszönöm szépen. Thank you very much.
Jól vagyok. És ön?
Jól vagyok.
I'm good.
És ön?
And you? This is again polite way.
Igen, én is.
Minden rendben.
Igen, én is.
Yes, me too.
Minden rendben. Everything is fine.
That's all for today. Thank you very much for being here and listening to this episode. If you're interested, keep listening and hope to see you in the next part. See you. Bye bye.
Thanks for listening and being here. For study materials, please visit patreon.com/HungarianDaily and instagram.com/Hungarian_daily, where you can find free and subscription-based materials, including the podcast episode transcripts, as well as audio and video lessons, Quizlet study class, and quizzes created for the episodes to test your knowledge. Hope to see you in the next. Sziasztok! Bye-bye! Thank you.